reconvene the House Special Session Committee on Budget. Chair would like to enter into a work session on LC 52-1, the ballot title for HJR 76, and we will introduce that as a committee bill. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. We will close the work session on LC 52-1 and open a public hearing on HJR 76 to rescind SJR 50 to amend the Constitution. Is anyone in attendance that would like to speak to the bill? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing on HJR 76 and open a work session on HJR 76.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Warner.
Oh, no. That was me.
Who would like a staff report?
I think you know this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The measure amends the Oregon Constitution, and it converts the Education Endowment Fund into an Education Stability Fund, dedicating 15% of lottery earnings to the new fund. It establishes triggers to access the fund. The fund can also be accessed by a 3/5 vote and the governor declaring an emergency. And if the triggers are met, it also requires a 3/5 legislative approval. Upon approval of the voters in the May ballot, there's a transfer of $200 million from the new stability fund to the state school fund on May 1st, 2003. All of these withdrawals in the future from the fund must be spent on public education. It is estimated that the fund balance will be $78 million on July 1, 2003, following the transfer of $200 million.
That sounds incredibly familiar.
There's one word in there that's different.
That's right.
Representative Shirley?
Mr. Chair. Oh, yes.
I notice as I gaze out into the august gathering that we actually have an expert witness among us today on this subject, and I think the chair would be remiss. This individual has come all the way from, well, across the street, Willamette University. So I think it'd be important to call up David Brandon Westland to the witness stand. Mr. Westland? This is the witness stand here, sir.
Okay.
Now, it is not only traditional, but protocol.
Yes.
Well, you may sit. Oh, boy, do I love this. Take your hands off the desk. Yes. Now, it is important that you identify yourself for the record, and that is serious.
David Brandon Westland.
My name is David Brandon Westland.
Yes, my name is David Brandon Westland.
You don't have to talk right into the microphone. I mean, they're very good mics.
Okay.
And you've come all the way from Willamette University this afternoon?
Yes.
Was it difficult to get here?
It was a little windy. I almost got blown off the path a couple times. A few squirrels tried to attack me, but other than that, I was okay.
I
just wonder if the squirrels were in the building or...
Representative Shetterly, do you have a line of questions for this witness? What was the weather? Not having been outside for about 3 weeks, I was wondering if you could update us.
Sunny, but a little crisp.
Sunny.
Clouds. Grass is green. It's beautiful.
Do you expect me to believe it was actually sunny in the Willamette Valley?
Yes.
This witness is stretching. Does anyone else have any questions for this obviously esteemed witness? Well, thank you very much for your testimony. We appreciate your travails you had to go through to get here. We normally have a vet sitting on the committee with us. We could capture the squirrels and check them for rabies, but unless you think that's...
That's unnecessary.
All right.
I took care of them. Yeah, no problems.
We won't go there. David, thank you for being a good sport.
Hey.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm just imagining the law clerk 75 years from now researching the legislative record of House Joint Resolution 76. Either listening to the digitized recording of this proceeding or reviewing the minutes as printed am wondering what on earth.
I believe your vision is very limited. I mean, 75 years from now, they will be able to recreate holographic images, you know, probably from our fingerprints on the table.
Well, you didn't let him put his on.
Being a good nephew, he immediately disobeyed, so that means I know he is my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, David, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks.
Are you ready for a motion?
Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair, it is my pleasure to move House Joint Resolution 76 to the floor with a do-pass again motion.
Representative Shetterly has moved H.J.R. 76 to the floor of the House of Representatives with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll close the work session on H.J.R. 76. Skip over House Bill 4032 as we wait for amendments. Representative Shetterly, would you honor us? Do you think you could do this? Do you have any experience?
In my sleep.
At this subject?
Chair, I would very much look forward to hearing Representative Shetterly's closing speech again on the floor, and I'm very happy that he's so graciously volunteered to carry this.
Well, I will only be able to give that closing speech again if Representative Leonard gives me those softballs to knock out of the park.
We're not going there. All right, we're going to skip over House Bill 4034 in hopes that, House Bill 4032 in hopes that we will get to the amendments that are coming up here within about 20 minutes. Now, these are legislative council minutes, so they don't count the same, apparently. And we will open a public hearing on House Bill 4034. Is there anyone in attendance that wants to testify on House Bill 4034? Seeing none, we will close the work session or the public hearing on House Bill 4034 and open a work session on House Bill 4034. Dr. Yates.
Mr. Chair, members, Richard Yates with Legislative Revenue. Excuse me for a moment.
Take time, sir.
You have the original bill. You also have a set of amendments. Basically, what the bill is doing is setting up the procedures whereby the treasurer is authorized to issue revenue bonds during this biennium to provide $200 million in net proceeds to be transferred to the state school fund. It establishes the nature generally of the bonds that can be issued, specifies that they are backed only by the Master Settlement Agreement payments and not otherwise a debt or obligation of the state. These provisions are contingent on H.J.R. 76 and only become operative if that measure fails at the polls. The amendments also deal with another measure on the May primary, and that was the authorization to issue revenue bonds, again backed by the Master Settlement Agreement for Oregon Health Sciences University. And the amendments are intended to give parity to the bond both sets of bondholders, whether they're OHSU or whether they would be the bonds for the state school fund. And those are contingent upon the failure of both measures. I guess to make that a little clearer, the measure that relating to Oregon Health Sciences University, you've already given them authority to issue revenue bonds. If the measure is passed by the people, they can issue instead general obligation bonds. So if that measure fails, then the fallback position is again to issue revenue bonds. And so the parity is needed between the OHSU issue and the state school fund issue. And so those take effect and become operative only if both of those measures fail. The amendments also establish expenditure limitations on three funds that are created by the bill to deal with essentially the proceeds of the bonds and the repayment of the liens. Or the bonds. You have a fiscal statement, which is addressing the original bill. If you adopt the amendments, it will certainly be modified to reflect the amendments. The revenue impact statement is already reflects the Dash 1 amendments. And what you see there is essentially is the reduction in the Master Settlement Agreement Fund that will be available for legislative appropriations in the next two bienniums. The estimates are based on a structure which is envisioned at this time and may not be the final structure. But that would call for the loan to be paid off over a series of about, the actual payments over a series of about 8 years. But they're delayed in the start. The way that prospectus is written, essentially you borrow more than $200 million. Part of that is set into a fund and is essentially capitalized interest. So out of the bonds, you pay the first interest so that you don't need any revenue during this biennium.
And does this have the turbo feature?
Yes.
Anything else? Thank you. Ms. Richardson, does Treasury want to say anything? Feeling good?
Mr. Representative Shetterly, move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 4034.
Representative Shetterly has moved the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 4034. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, just to point out, I think, and for the audience that wasn't here at 10 o'clock the other night, these are the same, substantively the same amendments that we moved into. Yeah, substantively. Yeah, the 40, whatever that other bill was, that would have gone with H.J.R. 75. So we've had quite a long discussion about these already, and I'm happy to move them to the bill.
Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 4034 have amended House Bill 4034 into House Bill 4034-1.
Ordered.
Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair, move House Bill 4034 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 4034 as amended to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none? So ordered. We will close the work session on House Bill 4034. Representative Shetterly has such wonderful experience at this. I assume you would be delighted.
I would be pleased to
carry this just one more time.
Mm-hmm.
We will, at this juncture, take a, we will just stand at ease for a few moments.